We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
Tunnel to Towers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to t2t.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Wednesday morning of Kentucky Derby Week. We welcome you to the show, coming to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our South Point studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex in Las Vegas Boulevard, on Las Vegas Boulevard, your gaming capital. and on the YouTube streaming network. We welcome you to the show. We welcome you as we start gearing up for the big run for the roses this week, the Kentucky Derby. And we've got a lot planned for you today. Today at 3 o'clock this afternoon, 3 o'clock Pacific time, only on this YouTube streaming network, not on the websites we have, not on the radio station here in town, not anywhere else, but the YouTube streaming network. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, we are going to have our Kentucky Derby special show presented by the South Point. We're going to have a host of handicappers, our race day handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon, John Lendo, Rich Eng, and Jerry Jackowitz, along with the South Point sports director, Chris Andrews, and the South Point line maker, odds maker, Vinny Mugliulo, who are both lifelong racing fans and can't wait to get started on handicapping the Kentucky Derby. Dwayne Carlucci, which we'll have on a little bit later on this morning as he makes his usual Wednesday stop here at the Race Day Show. Dwayne Carlucci, of course, the race and sports director over at the Rampart. He'll be back with us this afternoon. And we'll have Alex White. She, of course, is part of the team for Sports by the Book, also seen on this streaming network, Sports by the Book. And we're going to get a woman's perspective of the Kentucky Derby and her handicapping. And, of course, the race book director here at the South Point, Steve Johnson, to tell you all about the great things that will be happening here in this next week leading up to the Kentucky Derby. And we're going to have some prizes. We're going to be doing a giveaway, a buffet giveaway, for only the people who are going to be on the chat book. The chat room, I should say. It's easy to get to the chat room. Just get to the YouTube streaming network. Get to our page. When you get on our page, you'll see on the right-hand side, it's the chat room. Guys are already chatting away on the chat room now. If you haven't joined, all you have to do is subscribe. You hit the subscribe button. It is free, no charge to subscribe, and then you get in the chat room. Later on, during our 3 o'clock show, in the chat room, we're going to have some questions. We're going to have quizzes. And for anyone in the chat room that answers, the first one that answers each of the questions will get a buffet for two and a great, wonderful buffet they have here. For either breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you choose it here at the South Point, okay? That'll be later on, the 3 o'clock show, the Kentucky Derby preview show. And, of course, Friday, right after the Kentucky Oaks day of racing, and, of course, after the last race in Southern California's official, we'll be back here live in the Grand View Lounge with our in-house handicapper, John Lendo, who I'm introducing right now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Oh, you're busy. You're going to be busy. You and Jonathan will be with me again. We're going to go in the seminar on Friday night at 6 o'clock right here at the Grandview Lounge adjacent to the Racebook. And for that show, we'll be going over each and every one of the Kentucky Derby horses, and then you guys can give us your selections and how you're going to bet the race, too, because it's going to be interesting how to form bets for the race to see if we can make money, obviously. And then, of course, any of the other fantastic stakes races that are on the card, 9 stakes races that include the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. I'll be picking your brain and Jonathan's brain to see if we can get some more selections for our people there at the seminar.
We know you will, yes.
So we'll be doing that. That's the seminar here at the Grandview Lounge right next to the Racebook on Friday night. Then when all of this stuff is over, it's time, game on, baby. On Saturday, Kentucky Derby Day, the big Kentucky Derby party. It'll be upstairs in the Exhibit Hall. It's easy to find the Exhibit Hall. Just as big as the Grand Ballroom, the Exhibit Hall will have the big, huge theater-type screens out there for the races and, of course, the Kentucky Derby. Smaller screens around the entire perimeter of the room so you can bet the other races that are happening on Saturday as well if you choose to. A big bank of betting windows. You'll have kiosks if you want to bet through the kiosks. And, of course, food and beverage discounts, as they always have here. And big banquet tables. So plan on bringing your friends. Have a Kentucky Derby party here with us. John, myself, and Jonathan will be here playing the races with you. And we invite you to come on over to the table and say hi to us. We'd love to see all of the people that listen to us through these platforms that we have. So plan on being here at the South Point. The doors will open at 9 a.m. on Derby morning in the exhibit hall, and you can get your table there, and it'll be all set. And bring your best hat, your best lady with her best hat, because there's going to be a hat contest as well in the exhibit hall, a hat contest, and there'll be cash prizes for the top best hats. All of that good stuff, and trying to pick the winner of the Run for the Roses, the 151st Run for the Roses. A lot going on as we start our week of action, our week of race day shows leading up to the Kentucky Derby. And, John, I can tell you that there's a lot of excitement around for this Kentucky Derby.
Well, we got a lot of horses from my area, from California. We have Bob Baffert back in the Derby, so a lot of interest from the California guys. And one thing, Ralph, the first race on Friday and Saturday both start at 8 a.m. at Churchill Downs. So if you want to play, you know, the ballroom opens, or the exhibit hall opens at 9 on Saturday, you can come down to the race book and make your wagers for the first couple of races before that exhibit hall opens, or you can advance bet on Friday. So there is no reason not to get those wagers in before that exhibit hall is open on Saturday morning.
I can tell you this, as far as the wagering is concerned, there is some advanced wagering that's already started for the Kentucky Derby. And that advanced wagering has already started. And I believe that journalism, this advanced wagering, of course, is at the track there at Churchill.
Right.
Journalism on the first go around was like 7-2, but I understand that he's been bet down now to 2-1 as the favorite in the advanced wagering going on at Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Derby. But our advanced wagering won't start until Friday, correct?
Right. And believe me, there's going to be millions and millions of dollars before that's all done. So right now the odds are very preliminary.
Yeah. It's going to be great. That's for sure. And as I said, the live odds right now, just going over it, Citizen Bull is 16-1. This is the betting that I said the advanced wagering is going on right now at Churchill Downs. Neo Equus is 57. Final Gambit is 18. You stop me when you think the old boy odds, okay? Rodriguez is only 10-1. American Promise, 11. Admire Daytona is 38. Luxor Cafe is 15. Journalism, as I say, right now is 7-2. Burnham Square is 23. I like that price. Grande is 17. Flying Mohawk is 40. East Avenue is 36. Publisher is 30. I like that one, too.
That's a little high, yeah.
Oh, I like that one. Tiztastic is 19. Render Judgment, 13.
That's Cole, too low.
Yeah, I think it is. Cole Battle, 31. Sandman is 5, so he's getting a lot of play along with Journalism. Sovereignty is 11. Chunk of Gold is 40. Owen Almighty is 41. And sitting on the outside looking in, Baeza is the also eligible. And they are betting on Baeza. He's 49-1 right now on his price. You know, in other words, they are offering the wagering.
He's still on the program.
Right. Just in case one of the others gets scratched.
Right.
And we know that Baeza is sitting there on the outside looking in. And he's got until 9 a.m. Eastern time Friday morning. That's the official scratch time for the Kentucky Derby.
Right, because they have those day-to-day wagers between the Friday and Saturday cards. So all scratches will be done by 8 o'clock Eastern on Friday morning.
Right, the doubles and the pick sixes and some other things that go
some
into
pick threes in between.
They go into the Derby from Friday.
Right.
And so they'll have to make a decision by then. So we'll wait and see. And you know they're sitting on eggshells. Waiting to see if somebody will scratch out. But now, from Churchill Downs, all the horses are there, and I guess that the last I heard, everything is going fine. You hear anything different?
No, it's been relatively quiet since the weekend. So everybody's gone. The Japanese horses both worked a very slow 5 furlongs the other day. There was their first breeze over the racetrack. Their only work out here in the United States before they run. Nothing newsworthy there. And all the horses that worked last weekend, no negative reports coming out of their work, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, it's going to be we'll wait and see, though, because we remember the Ritz strike year. It came in very late.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, there was a key horse. I'm trying to remember. I think it was Neil Drysdale that the horse wound up winning the Belmont Stakes. I'm doing a blank right now. That scratched on Derby Day.
Oh, it was the Jebbon horse. Wasn't that Bobby Franklin?
No, no, I'll think of it.
Oh, AP Indy.
AP Indy.
Yeah.
AP Indy, that's it. AP Indy scratched the morning of, and he was one of the favorites in the race.
Yeah, it was really, really was, because he was going to win the Derby.
It was devastating, and he went on to win the Belmont.
Yes.
So we'll wait and see, folks. And we still have a marginal chance for Baeza to get in. Wishing nobody any bad luck, however, but we'll wait and see if that's the case. Now, I do not want to overshadow the Kentucky Oaks, because the Kentucky Oaks is going to be a fine race on Friday. And as we know, the big favorite in the race is a Good Cheer. And they didn't get the full rack as far as the starting gate in that race as well, because in the Kentucky Oaks, there are only 14 in. But, Good Cheer is like the 6-5 morning line favorite in that race. And, I'm looking at almost conceding the Kentucky Oaks to her, because she's undefeated and she's really, been far ahead of the other three-year-old fillies. But you can make money, especially on big days like this with big pools, by hitting the exacta or the trifecta, even with the favorite winning it. And I'm looking at a few nice fillies with some prices on it to finish underneath her if she wins, obviously.
Well, with a 14-horse field, there are going to be prices in this race, and it's going to be a legit race in that there's more than one pace setter. The pace ought to be honest, and Good Cheer hasn't had any blips in the screen this year. No. The prep pattern and everything has gone absolutely knock on wood perfect up to now, and that's a Godolphin horse, and Brad Cox, and the connections are good. Luis Saez won 4 races yesterday, so he obviously rides Churchill Downs well.
Oh, he does.
He's got the mount there.
I can say this. I can tell you this right now, looking at the weather is not going to be, forecastable weather, is not going to be as good for the ladies as it is for the guys, because the National Weather Service Derby Day prediction right now is it's going to be clear on Derby Day, sunny with the temperature of 69 degrees. But over Friday evening into a Saturday, Friday after the Oaks, into Saturday, there's still a 10% chance of a little overnight rain. But on Friday, Oaks Day, they say it's going to be 40% chance of rain with the high in 73 degrees. So it's going to get cooler, but the skies will clear up for Derby. So there's a front going through there. And as far as tomorrow's racing on Derby Day, tomorrow's racing, they say, is going to be about 60% chance of rain. At least that's the national weather forecast at the moment.
It doesn't really matter too much at Churchill Downs. They had a deluge right before the 4th race yesterday on the grass.
Uh-huh.
Able to run the grass race. The grass was absolutely fine.
Yeah.
When they panned back to the main track, it didn't even look like it had any water on it. It was unbelievable how it sopped up all the water. So it can take a thunderstorm here and there. I mean, constant rain obviously would make it sloppy, but as far as a handicapper goes, that track, when it gets wet, you just handicap the same, because it really doesn't change that track a whole lot.
Yeah, it's going to be, I don't think the handicapping, as far as handicapping for wet, is going to be as potent as it would be in other racetracks.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, that's very true.
I think. Well, they did race on Tuesday yesterday, and your assessment of what the track conditions and the trend was yesterday.
The main track was very fast. The inside was very good, and it was tough to pass horses. You get down to it was almost a gold rail. You get down to the fence and keep going, and the speed carried quite a bit, and the times were really fast. It's almost like it wasn't sealed, but I think they had it pretty firm because they were anticipating rain, and they didn't want to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the track played. We'll see how it plays today. It's fast and firm at scratch time this morning. They got a little rain after the races last night, but nothing to make a huge difference. So we'll see if the track slows down a little bit, if they open it up a little bit, or if they're just keeping it tight, anticipating, any problems going into Derby Day.
With the weather forecast the way it is, if it holds true, with the national weather forecast holds true, I will lean on the side they'll probably keep it tight.
I'm going to assume that's how it's going to be until I see otherwise.
Yeah, I do too. Now, as far as you folks that can't make it here with us, we do apologize for some reason. If you can't make it, you're living in the Midwest or something, whatever. The NBC network coverage for the Kentucky Derby weekend is like this. They will be televising 17 races over the 2 days, 12 and a half hours of programming on Friday and Saturday. It'll be the main events will be on the NBC network. The secondary events will be on the USA network. And all of the events, the entire 17 races in 12 and a half hours, will be broadcast on Peacock, their streaming network. So,
if you're not seeing the race, you're not trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're not here, you're not trying. You got to be here.
Come on.
It's going to be a lot of fun, that's for sure. All righty. Well, today is, they call it Wednesday, W-I-N-S day, Wednesday. Tomorrow will be Thurby day. T-H-U-R-B-Y day. Finally, on Friday, they just kept it Kentucky Oaks Day. So that's okay. It's fine.
You know what, though? It works, Ralph. You know what the attendance was at Churchill yesterday on track?
Oh, I'll bet you.
25,000 on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday. And no stakes race yesterday either. And, of course, Saturday will be Kentucky Derby Day. They're not going to mess with that. Derby Day.
I would leave that one alone. Yeah. That kind of sells itself.
But over the next couple of days, for example, today, they have two stakes races on the card today. They'll have three stakes races on Derby Day. Seven stakes races that, of course, include the Kentucky Oaks on Friday. And on Saturday, Kentucky Derby Day, oh, my. There'll be nine stakes races, one of which, of course, is the Kentucky Derby. But you will have five grade ones overall, three grade twos, and one overnight stakes race that has a purse of $200,000.
That's why every jock in the country wants to be there on that day. And you're going to see a lot of familiar faces from other circuits. Oh, that's where he's at. They're all at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, everybody, all the secondary jockeys are getting a big chance over the weekend at their respective racetracks. And I can say this, Jonathan Ardoon has left this morning on his flight here to Las Vegas from New York. Want to remind everybody, too, that I hope it's a direct flight, because if it's a flight where he has to have connecting flights, I can only ask Umberto Rispoli to tell Jonathan about those connecting flights, John.
Well, it was last Saturday he went out to work journalism. They called off the work because the track was sealed that morning. He flew there. He got to Churchill Downs 4:55.
In the morning?
He gets to the track there about 6:55 for a 7:15 work. They called it off, heads back to the airport, is flying back to ride the race at Santa Anita on Saturday, changes flights in Atlanta. The connecting flight was canceled, so he's stuck there. They couldn't get him out there. The HF finally said, come on back. And so he flew back from Atlanta back to Kentucky, to Louisville, worked journalism that morning. Then he went back and did that same thing. He went through Houston this time, got back to ride, and won the feature race at Santa Anita on Sunday.
Yes, all that flying back and forth, the working out and sitting in airports and waiting. Mr. Rispoli won the Santa Rita Stakes on Sunday at Santa Anita. He was back there, rode Jungle Peace, to win for Phil D'Amato's second winner of the day, paying $960, outrunning Amarita and Chloe, who finished third in that race. And that was at Sunday at Santa Anita. But he is back at Churchill Downs.
He took the red eye Sunday night back out.
Yes.
Yes, he's seen a lot of airports.
And him and Flavian Pratt are, are almost to the point where they can fly anywhere, anytime for nothing with all the, credits there.
They've got a few frequent flyer miles, yes.
You think? Anyhow, D'Amato won the first race as well on Sunday with Kentucky Gal paying 420. Both those races that he won on Sunday were on the turf. D'Amato again doing his thing on the turf. And Tim Yachtin had a couple of winners with Antonio Freisou. Together they won the fifth race paying 1240 and the ninth race paying 680. That was Freisou's, by the way, third win of the day. His second with Yachtin, but his third win of the day. He snuck in another win on the day earlier in the first race for Phil D'Amato, his first winner there at 420. So that's what happened Sunday at Santa Anita. And I do want to give Jerry Jackowitz a little bit of credit here for his pick for us at Aqueduct on Sunday. If I can get that somewhere. Yes, at Aqueduct on Sunday, his feature play horse ran second. He had a link up that won to pay $21. So that was good stuff there. Anyhow, time to really concentrate on what's going on at Churchill Downs. And what we're going to do is we're going to take our first break of the day. When we come back, we'll give you your racing menu for today. And then we do have Dwayne Carlucci standing by, as well as Rich Ang. and, of course, Jerry J. And I'll get you a Jonathan Ardoon's pick. Jonathan didn't leave me a pick before he jumped on the plane. So.
And he's in the chat room, too.
Yes, he's chatting away in the chat room. Probably on the plane. Probably, and they're probably not liking the fact he's using his phone on the plane, but nevertheless.
You do what you have to do.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Stay Las Vegas, and since Mr. Hardoon is chatting away on the chat, we're figuring that he's in the air somewhere on his way here. So
he'll be here for that. Well, he's got to be here before 3 o'clock,
he
so
better.
He can do the show with us.
He better. We'll send a police escort for him at the McCarran Airport or whatever. In any case, so let's get started with the racing menu for today. Of course, Churchill Downs will be the centerpiece track, but. Here is the racing menu for today. We only have 5 racetracks on the docket. Remember, the first post times we broadcast on this show every day is in the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at. So that these will be the post times that roll out in our race book here today. If you're listening on the multitude of websites that we have, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, or your Google phone with your apps, or the radio station here in town that we are on, our anchor station, KSHP 1400 AM or 107.1 FM, or podcasting, or your gold tooth filling, however you get us. And remember, first post times are Pacific. I don't want you to miss anything, like I miss mom and dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time of 9:30 today. Then we go to Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs' first post time is 9:45, as it was yesterday. And then next up comes Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis has a first post time of 11:10 at Horseshoe Indianapolis. And then you follow that up with Turf Paradise at 12:55. Turf Paradise is at 12:55. And then we wrap it up with Evangeline Downs. Their first post time is at 3:30 at Evangeline Downs. And so that is the brief menu for today. Looking ahead to Friday and Saturday, most of the racetracks have had their schedule at their normal start times. However, Churchill Downs on Oaks Day will start at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. first post on Churchill Downs on Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day. These are Pacific times again. The racetracks on Saturday that are adjusting their post times from their regular Saturday post times for the Kentucky Derby include Aqueduct. They'll begin at 9 a.m. You'll have Horseshoe Indianapolis at 7:45 a.m. Laurel Park will kick in at 9 a.m. Penn National will have an 11 a.m. post time. Santa Anita will also have an 11 a.m. post time. And then you have Turf Paradise at 11:30. As far as Churchill Downs is concerned, they will begin at 8 a.m. on Friday and 8 a.m. Pacific time on Kentucky Derby Saturday. All right, let's go out to, let's get to Dwayne Carlucci first. Dwayne Carlucci, good morning.
How you doing, Ralph? Good to hear from you today.
And I have Jonathan, John Lindo sitting right next to me on set this morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Sandwiched in between two legends. I love it.
I love the Montreal Canadian hat, by the way.
Okay, let's hope we get a win tonight. Jeez, Sean.
All I got to say is our Las Vegas team, you know, we're getting a little bit on the edgy side when we have to win these games in overtime.
Well, you won, though. They dodged a bullet last night.
Yeah, we sure did. We sure did. So we'll keep going for that, that's for sure. But now back to what's happening on Saturday and this weekend. Dwayne, you got a lot of stuff happening, too, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. The Rampart is going to be stacked. We have so much going on, Ralph. You know, we have a hat contest similar to your property over there. You know, we have so many different specials. If you bet $100 on the Kentucky Derby, I will issue you a coupon for lunch at our fabulous deli or $5 off our brunch buffet, which is just an amazing buffet, the only one in Summerlin. And, you know, we're going to have casino-wide viewing. We'll have the drop-down screens all on the Kentucky Derby, focused on the Kentucky Derby. If you're a higher roller, if you bet $1,000 throughout the course of the day on any parimutuel racetrack, we're going to buy you a lunch buffet or a dinner buffet for two the following two Saturdays on Preakness Saturday. So all you have to do is show up on the Preakness and make those wagers on the Derby, and we're going to buy you a buffet on Preakness Saturday. So, you know, we have so many different promotions tied into the Kentucky Derby. And Friday night, of course, the fabulous seminar, myself, Bob Icke, Jay Prithman, just going to be a knowledge fest there. It's great to rub elbows with those two legends, and nobody has, you know, as much experience as Jay Prithman, you know, on hands at the Kentucky Derby, and he'll share all that knowledge with us. And Bob Icke is just Bob is an amazing handicapper. I don't have to speak about Bob and you know, his accomplishments in the Southern California area. He and John sitting right next to you, just two fabulous handicappers. You don't really want to listen to anybody else when you're dealing with Southern Cal or anywhere across the country with Mr. Lindoff. So, you know, it's just going to be a fabulous seminar. And 6 o'clock at the Cascade Lounge at the Rampart Casino Friday evening. Doors will open about 5:30. So get there early, get comfortable, and it's a lot of fun.
And if you're out in the area of, you know, where the Summerlin is at on that side of town, definitely the place to be. And, of course, we'll be doing ours here on this side of town at the South Point. Dwayne, looking at now that you've had a chance to look at the Kentucky Derby, the post positions and all that, just a summary of what you think about it now with, you know, about 4 days to go yet.
Yeah, you know, the post positions were drawn Saturday. I guess Sandman, you know, got a tough position because everybody knows about that 17 hole. But if any horse could overcome it, he definitely can. If, you know, he looks physically full of himself over the racetrack. I've watched him gallop. He looks like he's very happy in his surroundings. He was in the paddock area there schooling yesterday, and he looked good. You know, he wasn't frisky or anything. He was nice, cool, calm, and collected. So Sandman, he got to overcome that post position, but he definitely could do it. Journalism's going to take a ton of money. We know that, guys. You know, but it's going to be tough for him to navigate the 20-horse field. He's so used to shorter fields, and he's been working out very well. But, you know, I'm scared about the field size and Rispoli in this situation because you're going to have the 20 horses. Now, Longshot's publisher looks very good. I mean, he's been working very good for a mate. I'll tell you, he's been outworking his workmate. You get Irad Ortiz. I heard you earlier. His odds are close to 40-1. Ralph. So, yeah, definitely in the early wagering, not too many people sniffing him out as of yet, but he definitely is going to be used in my exotics. You know, I think East Avenue, the way the track has been playing, the speed yesterday was phenomenal. I mean, all you had to do was basically go to the front end on the dirt surface, and you were, you know, either in short of victory or second place finish. Even some long shots were holding on to, you know, the place position after leading early on in the race. So it looks like a very, very speed favoring track thus far, but it could change because we do have the rain. Like John said, it rained a little last night, so we're going to see how the track plays out today. It's very important to watch the race days leading up to the Derby to see how the track condition is and how these horses are schooling. They will show you flashes of the horses schooling in the paddock. So gather as much information as you can. That's what the Kentucky Derby is all about. It's going to be all about navigating a good trip, too, as well, guys.
Well, we know that publisher, who is still a maiden, but a very talented maiden at that, there's only three horses that have ever won the Kentucky Derby over the history of the Kentucky Derby that were maidens, and the last one's in 1933, so we got that to go by. But this horse is a nice animal.
Well, he'll run all day, I know that. Just a matter, you know, to break your maiden in the Derby, that's you're asking a lot.
Now, you know, but that in addition to Steve Asmussen, who would finally win his first.
Yeah, he hasn't won one yet.
On a with a maiden. That is an accomplishment.
There are so many storylines in this race this year, and that's a big one.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Dwayne, we know one thing for sure. You don't have to negotiate as much as Jonathan Ardoon does. All you have to do is negotiate any traffic cones from your side of town to here to get here at 3 o'clock this afternoon for the handicapping show. So we'll figure you'll be here on time, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely, Ralph. You know, there are more traffic cones than humans, though, in Las Vegas. So
yes.
Keep that in mind. That's the Las Vegas standing joke. But looking forward to joining you. I'll see you in studio in a few hours. And love the South Point. Love the new studio. It's going to be a great time. Can't wait to see you all.
What's the old joke here? The state bird in Nevada is a crane.
Is the crane, right? Yeah.
Okay, let's start putting some money in our hip pocket here for all the action that's yet to come. You got a pick for us today?
Yeah, I like a short price. I like the one horse in the first race at Churchill, Marmalade Sky. There's a David Jacobson horse that has been running at Turfway, and he's getting back. He claimed the horse, actually, at Churchill a few back. Hopefully the price will soar a little bit on this horse. He isn't showing a great recent form, but it's a consistent recent form at 62.5 level. Now, you know, the 50,000 level, he's getting off the poly, back to the dirt surface. I'm hoping that switch could definitely help him. And, you know, he's been consistent, but like I said, he's been cashing paychecks, but not cashing any winning tickets. Now I think this is going to be a reversal of form. He should get out pretty clean on the rail and get close to the lead. Like I said, the track was favoring speed. He does show some speed. He likes to sit a little, but I think they're going to push the button today. I know Jacobson will have him cranked, and he's going to look to go to the lead today. Hopefully we'll get a better price than the 5-2 morning line. I'm seeing 5-2 on the board right now with the early action being opened up at Churchill. So hopefully his price will go up. I like his chances from the rail. The one, Marmalade Sky, 5-2 in the first race right away at Churchill. Let's hit the early double, guys.
We got a singleton in the early pick five, and certainly us put some cash in our pocket early in the day. In the first race, Churchill, the one horse, Marmalade Sky, 9:45 a.m. Pacific time is post time for the opener at Churchill. And, Dwayne, we'll see you later.
Definitely. Thanks for having me on, Ralph.
All right. We'll see you in a bit. And, of course, we'll take our next break, and standing by is Rich Eng, so don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village, this beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Race Day Las Vegas, reminding you again, the Kentucky Derby special is today at 3 o'clock Pacific time here with a host of our handicappers going over the races. And you can only get it right here at the YouTube streaming network. If you're listening on the radio, if you're listening through the websites that we have, that's not going to work this afternoon. So if you've never tried getting to YouTube, do yourself a favor after the show. Go to YouTube on the internet and get yourself familiar with how to get on the show. You go to YouTube, in the search bar, you'll hit South Point Streaming Network. That'll get you to the South Point page. You'll see the Race Day icon on that page. You'll click on Race Day icon. Then you'll get to our page, and on the right-hand side, you'll see where it says it'll be the chat room. And you hit submit if you haven't already, and then you'll be set and ready to go. And try to win yourself a buffet here at the South Point, not to mention the fact that that's the only place that you're going to be able to watch this show. So remember, today at 3 o'clock on the YouTube streaming network only. And one of those handicappers that will be with us later, as he is right now, is Rich Eng. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, John. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right. Well, my man, you're all set and ready to go. The advanced edition of the Daily Racing Form is already out there. There it is, right there. It was out there as early as yesterday morning, and it covers all of the races on Kentucky Derby Day, all of the stakes races there, and, of course, the Kentucky Derby.
And there's a lot of good editorial comments and write-ups, so there's a lot of handicapping material, so pen to paper, get ready, go for it.
And of course, you'll be busy this week, all week long. I'm sure your orders for the daily racing forms at the Churchill Downs racetrack has picked up a lot this whole week. We're racing going on there, of course, with all those stakes races, of course, Kentucky Oaks Day as well. And you guys get those racing forms out pretty early in the morning, don't you?
Yeah, they get printed in Los Angeles and delivered overnight, and they're waiting there when a racebook personnel shows up first thing in the morning, bright and early. And the Derby is our biggest week of the year. It's actually a co-favorite with the Breeders' Cup, but so much energy, so much excitement, and people can't wait to get their hands on an edition like this and start doing the handicapping, huh?
Well, I know you're already doing the handicapping because you're going to be with us later on today to talk about the Derby and what you may have in the Kentucky Derby for Derby Day. In the meantime, we're looking to start building our bankroll for Derby Day. What do you say?
I tell you what, I got a single at Horseshoe Indianapolis in the third race, Ralph. It's a mile on the main track. The horse I sent over is the number 6, Pagoda. This is Evan Roman riding for Paula Lobo. This horse broke his maiden at Turfway Park, and then he thought enough of the horse to ship the Aqueduct for the Gotham. And even though he went off at 65-1, he did participate. Gets back on Lasix and blinkers on. This is a single for me, Ralph, in the early pick 5 at Horseshoe. Number 6, Pagoda, in the third.
And just the fact that he tried the Gotham tells you that he thinks a lot of this horse, and he says he's spotted really just right here in the third race, a mile allowance race for 3-year-olds, number 6, Pagoda, number 6 in the third race at Horseshoe, Indianapolis. Okay, well, we will see you a little bit later on the special show, Richie. Thanks.
Yeah, can't wait, Ralph. Take care, John. Take care, Ralph. Take care, everyone. Good luck.
All right, you got it, my man. We'll talk to Richie a little bit later on. We're going to take our final break when we come back. I got Jonathan Hardoon's pick for you, and I got John Lindo sitting right next to me. He's going to give you his pick as well. And, of course, Jerry Jackowitz. Don't go away.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A
relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. John, you have a request from one of our chatters out there.
But one of the chatters asked me to put out the number for to get room reservations here at the South Point. That's a good idea. Phone number here, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you if there's any availabilities. There are a few rooms left over the weekend for this Derby weekend. So if you're thinking about coming out,
you better do it now.
Call now. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I know that people are probably just grabbing for a pen and a paper because they weren't expecting it. So as soon as we're done with your pick, as soon as I'm done with Jonathan's pick,
okay,
you'll give out the number again, and then we'll get your pick. But I'll do Jonathan's while folks out there are looking for a pen and paper if they are interested, which you should be. Let's go to the ninth race at Churchill Downs. In the ninth race today at Churchill Downs, it's the William Walker Stakes at 5.5 furlongs on the turf for three-year-olds. In this race, Jonathan likes number 9, Warheart. Number 9, Warheart in the ninth race. I'm going to check and make sure the horse is going. It is. Ninth race, you have scratches of number 4, Normandy Coast, number 8, Big Vince, and number 10, Perfect Force. Those three are scratched out of stakes race, but Jonathan's pick is still in. Now, this horse was 12-1 on the morning line, but I can guarantee he's not going to be 12-1. He'll be a decent price. Flavian Pratt is riding. So in the ninth race, the 9, Warheart, is Jonathan Ardoon's pick at Churchill Downs for you. He does have his sheet available at his website as well. And, John, Lindo, I know before we went on the air, you liked that horse as well.
Right. I'll call an audible since I have time to do it now. We don't know what the other guys have sent in to you during the evening. So I've got an audible, so we're not right on top of each other again.
Give us the pick, and then you can repeat the number.
All right. For Churchill Downs, I'm going to go to race number 6 today. Interesting story on number 9, Vertron. This is a horse that was purchased in a digital sale. This is how they do things nowadays.
Wow.
In April. Good barn now, Robertino Diodoro. It's interesting that they run the horse in a claim-proof spot. That's positive. He runs the horse over the horse's conditions. This is a horse eligible for 9 winners of 2 races. This is a 9 winners of 3. He must like what he has because these connections are not the kind of people that are going to overmatch their horses. 8-1 on the morning line, first time for the new barn, number 9, Vertron, race number 6 at Churchill Downs.
All right, sixth race at Churchill, number 9, Vertron, for all those reasons, the 9 in the sixth race at Churchill. And you do have a Linda report today featuring all the races at Churchill Downs and, of course, a suggested late pick 4 and all that stuff right here at the South Point, but only here at the South Point.
That's right. We'll have it out all the way through Saturday.
Okay, you got it. Well, you know what? All I can say is interesting racing today. Couple of stakes races at Churchill Downs. The eighth race is the Isaac Murphy Marathon. It'll be 1.5 miles.
Yes.
And it's on the main track, so we don't have to worry about being transferred for 4-year-olds and up. And that's an interesting race as well. And then, of course, the ninth race is the William Walker, which is scheduled for 5.5 furlongs on the turf. I'm assuming, as you said yesterday, even with the rain that came by yesterday at Churchill, that it's a big week for them. And certainly the stakes races are big for them this week. And I figure they'll keep it on the grass unless there's a huge downpour.
Well, this morning it was fast and firm. It had not rained yet. There's a chance of rain every day throughout. And even if they get a little, a short period of rain, I think they'll hold. And let me give you that number again.
Absolutely. Go.
That number at the South Point, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson and the race book there, and they'll see what they can do for you.
Yeah. And that's if you want, come on down, and you still got time to do it. All right, now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. And, Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's great to hear John. We should get him to move to Las Vegas. I get to hear him in the morning talk to you. Otherwise, I have to lip read usually.
Well,
I'm not good at it.
I'm here as often as I can be, Jerry. I try my best.
Yes, he does. And if things keep going the way they are in California, he'll be here a lot more. But in any case, Jerry, you're going to be with us later on via satellite, as Richie is, for the special Kentucky Derby special show this afternoon. We'll talk more about your thoughts about the Derby and who you like in the Derby. I'm sure you by now had a chance to take a look at the field, etc. But I want to ask you this for this show for now. We have heard your betting philosophies a lot for the regular races all throughout the year. Your betting philosophy is simple, as it is for most of the handicappers and certainly myself on the show, and that's looking for value. But now the Kentucky Derby obviously is a special race, 20 horses. Everybody thinks they got a chance in the race, but a bing, but a bong. Do you approach the Kentucky Derby and your wagering philosophy and or your wagering, how you wager in the race, any differently than you would in normal circumstances?
Okay, so a lot of people will approach the Kentucky Derby and they think of almost the $2 ticket, you know, buy a $2 ticket and they get a picture of the horse and they frame it and they're going to put it up on their wall. And, you know, that's great. That's memorabilia. And that's what a win bet on the favorite is like to me, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see, you know, usually the favorite is the horses, you know, those are the secretariats, the justifiers. Those are the horses that you want to make a picture of because they're fantastic horses. So there's that side of playing horses, and it's perfectly valid. I have no problem with it. Mm-hmm. There's the other side of it, and I was a part of this. It was Larry Block's $1.5 million payoff for winning with Giacomo, which, as you know, I gave out on your show as my best bet of the day that
right.
day, I think.
Right.
And I had a piece of that play, and, you know, and then you make a score like that, and that lasts a lifetime. So the Kentucky Derby is a place where you can actually make scores that last a lifetime. And I think you really should be keeping that in mind and kind of going for it a little bit.
All right, let me
or a lot.
Then let me ask you this. You did like Giacomo a lot. You're not suggesting to people out there to just bet, you know, arbitrarily long shots. You're looking for
horses. Oh, no, absolutely not.
You're looking for horses that have value that could make a big score.
Well, you can't make a big score if you're betting an underlay. I don't even care. If you're betting a 5-to-1 shot that should be 10-to-1, I mean, you know, you'll make some money on it. It feels good at the time, but you're never going to really make – you're never going to get that amped up play because that means there's a lot of people throwing money into it and you're betting with the crowd. Okay. To make a score, you have to have something that you're getting fair value on or greater, you know, a greater expectation of value. So you're betting a 5-to-1 that's 10-to-1. That's a much better proposition than a 10-to-1 that's 5-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the long run, not necessarily at any one moment. So, you know, that's the difficulty people have in wrapping their head around the idea of betting with value and fighting the game that way, which is the right way to play it, the right way to fight for yourself.
Exactly.
It's really simple here, Ralph. This is the greatest race for overlays,
mm-hmm.
because the favorite is always an underlay. It's just the greatest race for us. So if you can find, let's say, for example, Justify goes off at 5-to-2, which is probably fair value for him. He's a pretty good horse. That doesn't mean that
Hold on a second. Sure. You said Justify. Are you talking about journalism?
I meant journalism.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Journalism. That's right. What I was going to ask you. You got about 15 seconds to give me this answer. Journalism. What is the fair price as the favorite for journalism?
Somewhere between 5-to-2 and 3-to-1, I think.
Okay, so you're talking about journalism, not Justified. Journalism is the one you're talking about. Now, just like in the old days on the TV show Mission Impossible, your mission, should you decide to accept it, is when you get on the show this afternoon, I want you to identify to the people out there some long shots that you see in this Kentucky Derby and the prices that you see you feel should be in the Kentucky Derby, okay?
And I wanted to say one other thing. This goes back to my friend Larry.
You're going to have to say it during the afternoon show because we just ran out of time. And besides, not only that, that's a good tease. And you got one more thing to say for this show. And we know what it is, so say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
3 o'clock, folks. Be here.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.